When going to college for a single year costs more than buying three new Honda CRVs. I'm David Brancaccio. First, blocked by courts on more sweeping plans to forgive student debt. The Biden administration has been working on more limited versions. Today in Wisconsin, President Biden will unveil the latest approach to student loan forgiveness. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has details.
The White House says if this latest plan is finalized as proposed, the administration will have provided debt relief to more than 30 million student loan borrowers through the new program, plus other actions it's already taken. The new plan would cancel student debt for borrowers in financial hardship, those who've been paying back their student loans for 20 years or more, people who enrolled in low-value programs that left them without good job prospects, and borrowers who are eligible for forgiveness but haven't applied. This new proposal comes less than a year after the Supreme Court struck down the administration's original student debt relief plan. The White House is basing this latest plan on a different law that gives the education secretary some powers to forgive student debt. The administration says loan forgiveness could start this fall. That would be just in time for the presidential election. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
College tuition plus room and board and other related expenses will someday cost $100,000 a year. At one university, that someday is upon us. The New York Times is reporting that the cost of going to Vanderbilt University in Nashville will get very close to $100,000 for some incoming students this fall. Not for 4 years. $100,000 is just for the 2024-25 school year. Joining us is the reporter with that story, Ron Lieber, the New York Times Your Money columnist. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how are you, David?
Good. $98,426 at Vanderbilt. That included getting a powerful laptop computer that an incoming engineering undergrad might need. But you saw the calculation for an actual student?
I did indeed. These award letters go out every spring with the Office of Admission, and I have seen the numbers.
All right. One school, but I mean, I want to point out that the average official price of private college is $56,190 at a private place and $24,000 at a public campus. I mean, you've written about this. Many people do not pay that.
This is true. There are all sorts of discounts that go on. And then there's this whole crazy category of merit aid that may depend on your grades or your extracurriculars or all sorts of other things, depending on the school's institutional priorities in any given year or any given month, even if they're desperate to get heads in beds.
Now, you point the following out in your piece. I mean, wealthy families paying a lot for high-end services. I mean, that's what wealthy families can do. But you think the bigger problem lies elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, we're on a program called Marketplace here, right? And whatever your issues are with the higher education system, and there are many issues, there is a lot of consumer choice, and nobody has to pay a $100,000 rack rate. So a far bigger issue that we have here in America is just affordability generally.
They have many students who don't pay that full rate. And there's a new pledge over there, right? Families who make $150,000 or less would pay no tuition. I mean, they'd still have the laptops and room and board and travel. But we should point that out for fairness.
Oh, absolutely. Vanderbilt's need-based financial aid system and the rules around it and the eligibility is among the most generous in all of the land. But the problem they face is that that list price is still the list price. And $98,000 and change before travel costs is a much easier thing to understand than, no, this price isn't real. Your price is going to be something much lower, but you've got to give us a bunch of financial information and wait a whole bunch of time. And it sounds like a 30-second, commercial for carpet cleaning, right?
New York Times Your Money columnist Ron Lieber is also author of the book, The Price You Pay for College. He put together an online course to teach parents and students about the process of getting financial aid based on the student's awesomeness. MeritAidCourse.com has that. You do pay for the course, but not $100,000. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, meeting with officials in China, is saying that she's been having, quote, difficult conversations about sanctions on China's trade with Russia. Yellen also said the U.S. will not accept cheap imports caused by China's overproduction of, for instance, green energy products. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
Yellen is asking China to stop subsidizing excess production of electric cars, batteries, and solar panels at a time when the Biden administration is offering support for those same industries in America. This, according to a commentary in Chinese news agency Xinhua, is a double standard. After Chinese Premier Li Qiang met with Yellen, he says the U.S. should refrain from turning economic and trade issues into political ones. He says China's development in green energy technology will help the world transition to a low-carbon future. Keeping factories running also keeps Chinese workers employed, despite a sluggish Chinese economy. Yellen says China's government should boost Chinese demand instead by raising local wages, increasing medical and pension coverage, so that Chinese consumers have more money to spend on other things. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Markets, S&P and NASDAQ futures are both down less than a tenth of a percent. The 10-year interest rate is up at 4.46% this morning as more people in the bond market give up on much in the way of interest rate cuts this year. And two big companies in Japan are reportedly planning to warn that social order could collapse if artificial intelligence is not managed correctly. The Wall Street Journal says the telecom company NTT and Japan's top newspaper Yomiuri Shimbun are about to issue a kind of manifesto about AI left unchecked. The companies see benefits to the technology, but say the damage to human dignity has already begun. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.